But Shannon Hearn is in the rooms, okay. I think, with Benny Cameron to have a chat.
He certainly is. The skipper is with me. Shannon, from your point of view out there on the field, how did you see that big win?
Oh, look, it was just a bit of a consistent effort, really. So we butchered the ball a bit in the first half in front of goals and still kept Geelong in it. But I think we were at a consistent level and just kept it up for the whole game.
The boys were saying up in the box that they feel like it becomes a bit of a mental issue for the players out there, and it sort of grows legs, I guess, when you continue to miss opportunities to kick goals. Is that what it feels like when you're out there?
Oh, look, it always has the ability that it could turn into that, but I think after half time, I think we kicked straighter, which was pleasing. So it can have the ability to turn into that, but we hope that wouldn't be the case.
One thing that you guys have been exceptional at this year is limiting the opposition side getting inside 50s. What's been the key to that?
Yeah, it's always important. Doesn't matter what grade of footy you're playing, whether it's country or AFL. If you can get the ball going inside 50 and then set up your defence from there, I think it really helps. It helps everyone, and you can lock the ball inside there. We've got some pretty dangerous forwards, and I think that's what every team aims to do, but we've been able to do that the past probably 4 or 6 weeks.
How impressed have you been with this young kid that Belly's nicknamed Hacksaw Liam Duggan? He's been exceptional.
Yeah, he has been. I think when he first came into the club, I mean, he had a high work rate and wanted to listen and wanted to learn, and he'll be a really good player for us. But he's playing his role. He's playing solid footy. He uses the ball well, and we're really pleased with the way he's going.
Upstairs, Peter Bell, Mark Reddings and Michael Barlow.
Well done, Shannon. Great win. Just besides the conversion against a quality opposition, that was a really well-rounded performance, I thought.
It was, and that's what we've been trying to do, and that's what the good sides do. So, they put good pressure on, they use the ball well going forward, and then also they defend well. So that's what we've been aiming to do, and I think we've worked quite well at it, but we've still got a bit more to keep working on.
Yeah, Shannon, Mick Barlow here, mate. Just a quick question about your back six. Obviously, a couple of injuries with Brown going down early in the season, and obviously, unfortunately for you guys, McKenzie. Unfortunately for the AFL as well, McKenzie in the pre-season. You've been phenomenal in restricting opposition scores, only the 64 points against you again tonight. Talk us a little bit about some of the guys that you've brought in and some of the different roles you might be playing, like a Schofield a bit taller, and the effects that's having on the group.
Yeah, it's been pretty pleasing, Mick, and that's the thing. I think we've had Schofield and McGovern probably playing the tools, and their ability to read the game is really exciting, so they can take some intercept marks, and especially Gov. But even young Jackson Nelson coming into the side, you know, he's still a young kid and he's still learning, but he's doing a fantastic job. And I suppose even Sherrod Willingham coming down into the back line. He's a smart footballer, can read the ball well and still defend. So We're really pleased with what's going on, and it's just a team whole team effort, and we've continued to be able to do that, and that's what we're aiming to do going forward.
And Shannon, obviously the gloom and doom after a few injury concerns for some of your key backmen, it's been put in the shade, and the winning brings momentum, brings confidence, and I suppose that infiltrates through the club.
Yeah, it certainly does. At the start of the season, yeah, you always every team believes they have a good pre-season, but it's always a little bit of an unknown. So the thing that we've been working at is just playing good team football, everyone having a go when it's their turn, and I think we've been able to do that. So we're happy and we're pleased, but there's still a long way to go in the season.
Hey, Bunga, since Fremantle pulverised you early, you've played some really good footy. The intensity's lifted and it's been consistent ever since. What do you put it down to?
Oh, look, I think it's just I'm not sure really, but it's just an attitude, the way you want to play football, starting from the first bounce. I mean, that came Fremantle got the jump on us, and I think we've been able to play consistent footy all over the duration of the game. We haven't really had too many ups and downs, and I think we've been able to play at a high level for a reasonable period of time.
And your fitness is obviously very good, mate, because your last quarters have been as good as any quarter, and again today.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've always had the belief that we've always had a very good fitness program here with Warren Coford over the past 5 or 6 years. But, when you win and when you're kicking a score, everyone believes you're fit. And when you're losing and when you're chasing, everyone says you're unfit. So, well, we are a fit side. We're using the ball very well. That's what we'll continue to keep doing.
Hey, Bunga, just one quick one. Nick Natanu, he's taken a few decent hangs over the years. Is that, I'm sure you had a decent view of it. Where does that rank?
Yeah, I saw it on the replay. I think he's taken a couple of good ones. I think he took one against Carlton at Eddie had Stadium probably a while ago now, so I reckon they'd be right up there in the top couple.
Yep, it was a fantastic moment, and most importantly, he went back and slotted the goal. Congratulations, Shannon. A 56-point win. You hit across to take on North Melbourne next week. The season's going from strength to strength. Congratulations on today's victory.
Thanks, guys.
Shannon Hearn, the captain of the West Coast Eagles, 9221 882 is